Hello, everyone. My name is Tyler Reed, and today I will be discussing the civil rights movement and who I believe is the most important leader of this movement. Now, there are many leaders in the civil rights era, and they are all great, but like everything, there's always someone who's at the peak. So let me give you guys a little bit of a background. The 1960s and 1970s were often referred to as the civil rights era. During this era, many African Americans fought for equality through non-segregation. They wanted the right to vote and just have the same rights that every other race had. This era was fortunate enough to have witnessed great minds such as Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, and Angela Davis, Ruby Bridges, and many other magnificent individuals. While the civil rights era is said to have been done in 1968, a phenomenal individual sparked a modern-day civil rights where people are seeking to exterminate social injustices and mistreatment from individuals in society completely. This leader I am talking about is Tupac Shakur. Now, many may ask, who is Tupac Shakur? Tupac Shakur was a rapper in the late 80s and mid 90s. He rapped about getting rid of these injustices and unfair practices that many corporations and even the police were dishing out to the poorer individuals during this time period. So the first compelling question we will talk about is how supportive was the government during this time. The government attempted to battle the war on drugs in poverty-stricken areas, but were unsuccessful because there was still a lot of drugs in these areas. So ultimately, the war on drugs was a failure. The amount of people incarcerated and murdered were increased, while also the amount of people who reported brutality from the police increased. Because of this, the impact of Tupac became more impactful because of the amount of injustices that were going on in these poor areas. So as Tupac became aware of these injustices, he started rapping about them in his music, and it made people feel a sense of relief that someone is acknowledging their adversity and someone understands it. And this is when he gained the people's support. Also, he was an advocate for treating women with respect. In his song "Keep Your Head Up," he talks about treating women with respect and just never mistreat them because they're queens. And This made him gain a lot of supporters. And the second question we will answer is, did the lack of major conflict bring more supporters towards the movement? Tupac, by all means, was peaceful with his messages that were going on during the times. Unfortunately, his actions were not taken serious because of the allegations against him. But upon his death, many people went back to his music and really appreciated it for what it was. And it was peaceful. And how he advocated for the betterment of everyone. And this really caused an uplifting of people to just want to change. And the third question we will answer is, were the actions of an individual leader greater than acts themselves? So the acts themselves were greater than Tupac. He brought together many people. For example, when the Watts riots was going on, the Crips and the Blood gangs that played South Central LA came together and united, and they credit Tupac and his teachings for this. and also the injustices that were going on. But Tupac also inspired them to bring the peace. And he, and also more women were treated with respect because of his teachings. And he should, and he's really credited for these actions. And the final question we will answer is, in what ways did minorities fight for civil rights and what could they gain from it? Sorry. So minorities fought for civil rights in many ways. They protested. They demanded their rights be given to them, and they just kept dishing out their own propaganda in order to achieve their goal. And ultimately, they could have gained proper treatment, less violence in their areas, and just the overall better life for everyone involved. And actually, they actually did achieve this. There's no longer a war on drugs. The police brutality rate is actually lower than what it was back then. And we can credit Tupac for this, for bringing this to the light, for bringing these injustices to the national level and really causing a change. Excuse me. So in conclusion, Tupac Shakur's legacy will forever live on as the modern day, spark for the civil rights movement. And he just, his actions and his messages really resonate with people and made them want to change. And that's all I have. Thank you, Mr. Watts, and hope you enjoyed it.